Welcome to our Holden Village podcast. For over 50 years now, Holden Village has traveled a rich history of faith that has transformed a copper mining town into a vibrant place of education, programming, and worship. Holden has sought to welcome all who seek contemplation and community in the remote wilderness of the beautiful Cascade Mountains. We continue to invite people of all ages to come alongside our rhythms, which inspire and equip travelers for a sustainable life of faith outside the village. And we continue to listen and reflect on our story and history and seek to discover our place in God's creative mission in our world. Our podcasts are a way of sharing our conversations with our teaching faculty around reformation, the reforming of our relationships with the earth, with each other, and with the divine. Let's tune in and join the conversation.
Hello, everybody. My name is Hal Baum. I'm an artist in residence here at Holden Village, winter 2017. So I've been writing a lot. I've also been drawing some cartoons. I've written 3-4 songs. And I came here with, like, no idea about what exactly I was going to do. I thought maybe I'd, like, build some sculptures out of pine cones or stuff. But one of the biggest things that I think I've learned here is I have a hard time because I do a lot of different things, music and writing and performance and visual art. So coming here has really helped me narrow my focus onto what I can and should be doing with my time. And it has helped me learn how to focus on one project at a time. I came here with, like, no intention of writing about Holden Village. My goal was basically to use Holden Village as a place where I would have time and space to write about other things like Chicago and my time in Israel and my own personal past. But then coming here, it kind of became impossible not to write about Holden. So I've written quite a lot about Holden, actually, and my time here. And this is something, what I'm about to read is something that I wrote for Vespers, Vespers 86, on April Fool's Day. Pastor Adam asked me at dinner time if I wanted to read something, and I was like, yeah, sure. And then I ran home and wrote this. So this was written for Vespers 86 on April Fool's Day. Today is April Fool's Day. Last night, there was a big discussion at dinner about what sort of pranks would take place today. Someone suggested filling one of the tea containers with pine needles. Someone suggested putting cheese in the radiators. Someone suggested filling the milk dispenser with orange juice. None of those pranks have come to fruition. In fact, there has been such an absence of pranks that I even forgot it was April Fool's Day for most of the day. I didn't realize until bus departure when the biggest prank I have ever witnessed occurred. We were gathered on the loading dock to say goodbye to Annie, Maggie, and Av, and it felt very anticlimactic to me. I hugged each of them once, and I said goodbye. They got on the bus and drove away, and just like that, they were gone. I have been here for a little over a month now. It took a while to get used to living here, but now I feel like I have gotten into the swing of things. I have built my own cozy routine in the village. This is the longest I have ever lived anywhere besides Chicago, and my body doesn't realize that it is not a permanent move. I am leaving in 6 days, but my body doesn't understand that. It is getting comfy and settling in for the long haul. But today, at 10:45, a bus left the village and took my friends Maggie, Annie, and Av down the mountain. They have been here since I arrived. I don't know Holden Village without them. I built them into my cozy routine, and now they are gone. As we stood on that loading dock, waving at the spot where the bus had been, I was thinking to myself that I could never live here for more than a month or so. It seems like an emotional obstacle course. People come here, you get attached to them, and as soon as you have grown to love them, they leave. I wouldn't be able to handle that on a regular basis. I slowly stopped waving, and I was just about to go back to Lodge 6 when I heard behind me the grumbling of tires on gravel, and I turned to see the bus coming back up the hill. And I realized, oh yeah, that's right, it's April Fool's Day. And Nancy pulled the bus up to the loading dock, and out they came, laughing and yelling, April Fools! They all came back. Not just Av and Maggie and Annie, everyone who had ever been here. All the skiers from Leavenworth with their Patagonia jackets, and the A&M students following Pastor Frank like a row of ducklings, and the guy from Seattle with the crazy voice who played amazing piano. Everyone was pouring out of the bus, laughing and cheering and pumping their hands in the air. Everyone, literally everyone, every man, woman, and child who has ever visited Holden Village came streaming out of the bus in droves, chanting, "April Fools! April Fools!" As more and more people emerged from the bus, the reality of the situation dawned on us. There was no possible way all of these people could be accommodated on such short notice. Out came the workers from the mine mediation. Out came the early 2000s staff, led by the lady who wrote Tailings, and then the 90s staff with their ironic t-shirts, and the 80s staff in pastel starter jackets, and the 70s staff with their bell-bottoms and feathered bangs. Out came Wes Preeb and his entourage. Out came the miners, all black and white and covered in dirt, and finally at the end of the procession was James Holden himself, looking very stern in his bushy mustache. But then after the people came a horde of animals, deer, squirrels, chipmunks, pine martens, bears, foxes, about a million mice, 100 dogs, 1,000 chickadees, and a single lost goose. This throng of people and animals flooded over the loading dock, up the hill, through the dining hall, and completely overwhelmed the village. In a matter of minutes, every building was packed like the subway during rush hour, bodies pressing against each other. No one could move an inch. I was trapped in Creekside, jammed into a corner next to a garbologist from the 90s and a crusty old miner who kept making jokes about the Swedes. The garbologist seemed overjoyed. "Isn't this great?" she said. And I was like, "No, it's not great. I can't move at all." And she was like, "Exactly. No one can. Everyone is here, and no one can leave. We're all together forever. Isn't that amazing?" It was not amazing. It was cramped and hard to breathe. My body was crumpled up in the corner like a bad poem, and I had an itch on my leg that I couldn't possibly reach with my arm stuck above my head. I did not feel warm and enveloped. I felt hot and trapped. Suddenly, I had a great appreciation for saying goodbye, for meeting someone, getting to know them, and then letting them leave. Saying goodbye is hard, but it's better than being stuck. Next year, I thought to myself, I hope they just put orange juice in the milk dispenser. My time here at Holden Village has been incredibly informative, helpful, and amazingly supportive. I don't think anyone I've ever been taken as seriously as an artist as I have here. I mean, I walk around and I'm the writer, which has never been the truth for me before, and it feels like my job is to make art, which is kind of an amazing thing to get to feel, and to that's an energy I want to carry out into the world. And everyone here has been so welcoming and friendly and supportive. It can be very overwhelming at times, but in a good way. And I'm incredibly thankful for this opportunity and this chance I've had to be here.
Thanks for joining us for another Holden Village podcast. Be sure to view the links in the description for more information or visit our website to find out more about the village. We hope you will make a pilgrimage to Holden. Blessings and peace to you.